came back to Montgomery, it was a most ironic thing. Before we left West Virginia, I called down to Montgomery to see if I could just kind of lay the ground or find out and feel the area out for job possibilities. Mm-hmm. And the job that he has now is a job that I called about for me. But I'd rather that he be the house, I'd be the housewife and he'd be the working husband. So he went on and worked down there. And then after he was employed there, which was the first month after we came, then I was shut out of being able to work in the industrial relations building because of a nepotism clause that they have for that building. And I have yet to learn, I just can't even express it, why it is that they would have that.
That's odd, because I know a number of other couples mm-hmm. who work in the revenue department. For example, the revenue commissioner's secretary, Jane Beard, husband was my mother's boss, and they're both in the revenue department. They're in different divisions. And my mother and father are now in different buildings, but they were on the same, they were just two different floors of the same building.
Is that right? Was it industrial relations?
Just, no, it's the state administration.
All right, well, maybe their ruling is not the same, and I can't imagine why one state office building would be different from the other, of which I have always given as an argument every time my husband says, well, you can't work there.
So why should we yell? But that is odd. Mm-hmm. I was not aware that there was that kind of difference.
Right, and I think that there are some married couples there at this time, even since this ruling has been drawn up. But I understand it came after the fact. They went there as different single people and married while there.
If that law can't be applied post facto, that's probably on modern day. Still there because they've both been there for years.
Right, and it could be a ruling there too, and you just don't know it.
Dad started working there in 1939.
A year after I was born.
And my mother, in the early 50s, so they've been there a long time. You mentioned you like to play bridge. Your husband play bridge?
He swears he can, but he just doesn't like to play.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, my response to it is that you don't like to play thinking games.
Dirty response.
Right?
Getting low there. What are some of his hobbies?
Well, nothing in particular. Mm-hmm. He's very complacent, you know, about mm-hmm. himself and with situations and whatever it is that I do and what it is that the family and I do, he does. And he gets the enjoyment out of it that he doesn't always acclaim that he does. But
is he a member of any kind of, you mentioned some of the organizations and so forth, you were a member of, is he a member?
No, he had started out in the Kappa Pledge Club as a scroller. And I believe it must have been at the time before he was called into the service years ago. Of course, all of this time was before I knew him. Mm-hmm. And when I met him, it was with his going to be able to get me a job to keep me in West Virginia. Mm-hmm. And I never got that job.
we talked earlier before something about your parents. Could you tell me about your parents? For example, tell me where they were born.
Well, both of them were born here. Mm-hmm. And my mother has a master's degree. My father, I believe he has a high school degree and diploma, but I don't think much more. And he was the executive, he might have been, he was executive director of the housekeeping department.